This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Plaza in the greasy garage studio, a guy with a wrench in one hand and a microphone in the other, here's Mark Evans.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone.
Welcome in. I just put the key in the ignition and turned it and nothing happened. And then all of a sudden we realized Eddie in the house, Eddie the engineer, says, hey, you got to push the start button. I didn't realize we even updated, but we did. I need to throw my old key away. Yeah. Hey, I just want to high note that real quick because I didn't get to it on the last hour. I wanted to get to the point of your key fobs, folks. Ignition switches, we talked the first hour about push button versus the key, you know, that you put in the slot and turn it to start your ride, your automobile, your car, truck, your toys, your ATVs, your razors, all that. Over on Facebook, address is my name, of course, Mark Evans. We have a picture up there, for sure. It's Bosch, and it's a brass little unit there. If you folks don't take Facebook, you can't see that photo. All it is pretty much a little, it says Bosch on it, just like the Bosch spark plugs or Bosch fuel injection. Robert Bosch, as a matter of fact. And it's a little thing sticking out of a slot, and you move that from one side to the other. And I want to say, yeah, Skip, thanks. Skip, yeah, I said, what is it? It's an ignition switch, my friends. Yes, it's an old ignition switch. Skip, good job over there on Facebook site. I appreciate you're on the feed there. Skip says ignition switch, 1910-ish. Yes, you are absolutely right. Skip, if you would, I've got a little detailed gift bag for you. I'd love to send it out to you, so let me know where you're at, and I'll ship it over to you. You don't need an ignition switch, do you? See? That's how I like to do things. But you will more than likely find something, a special little gift in there for you. So, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Thanks, Skip, for heading over to Facebook there and answering that. It is. It's email time. It's an ignition switch. Yes, Eddie, the engine emailer, says it's email time right off the bat. Awesome. Well, we had that at the last hour. We didn't get to that. By the way, on your key fobs, a little reminder. So your car starts and your truck starts. Come on, replace the batteries in your key fobs, folks. It's a little refresh reminder. That is the pacemaker for your automobile. Replace the batteries. Well, how long do they last, Mark? About 2.5 to 3 years. Depends on how much you use it. Pushing that button. But that is the anti-theft for your automobile. I know some of you have older cars. You have the, it just unlocks my doors, Mark. Locks them and unlocks them. But a lot of you, about 89% of you, probably have a key fob that it's security theft. If you let that battery go completely dead in your key fob, folks, it's a frequency. And that frequency in your key fob, I'm having trouble with my key fob, Mark. Good. Now you have a chance to put a new battery in there before it goes completely dead and the frequency has been changed. Once it goes completely dead and you put a new battery in there and it doesn't work anymore and you put a new battery in there, the computer has to refigure out a new frequency. Kind of like the router you have at home for your internet. Huh? Yeah. Unplug the router every so often in your house for at least 20 seconds and then plug it back in. It resets a routing code. A lot of you already know all this, and it keeps it where the thieves can't hack into your internet, just like your car fob. Let's do it. Thank you, Eddie, the engine emailer. I got to get in this email bag and see if we can find a couple out of here. We got quite a few. There's one. Got a lot of my ask. You folks deliver. I want to thank you. I want to say thank you for doing that. Absolutely. At autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I appreciate it. This one I can read. By the way, if you do not want me to read your email on the air live behind the silver microphone, temperature right now is 105 degrees, going up as I keep talking. That's good. No, I don't have the flu. Just a lot of hot air. Darren, awesome. Oh, Indiana. Awesome. Darren, let's get to his email. I can read it out live on the air. I won't read your email, by the way, live on the air unless you just put a little note on there. Hey, Mark, I need your help. Please don't share it with everybody. No, I will not. We keep it private. If you like it that way, we will. I only change your name if you'd like. You know, that's I never share a last name, so you've probably already noticed that, folks. Darren. Hi, Mark. Great show. Thank you. Long-time listener, first-time emailer. Well, good. Good to have you here. Both ways there, listening and also email. Darren says, need some help on a noise. Driving a Chevy Trailblazer every day to and from work and just noticed a clunking sound when coming in and out of the garage. We have a very small curb that I hit coming into our driveway, and that's when I hear the clunk. Wondering what your thoughts are. Thanks for the help, Darren, with you in Bloomington, Indiana. Woo! Awesome. Let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates. There's our shout-out horn. Keith Hobbs working on that horn right there. I'll tell you what, because we got the doors unlocked. Woo! Thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Shout-out goes out to WGCL AM 1370 and also FM 98.7. Good to have all you folks along there. Bloomington, Indiana, and the surrounding area. A lot of towns can hear, and I do appreciate that. Good to have all of you here. Darren, clunk, 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 clunk. Couple things. Click, click, clunk, clunk. Tick, tick. Audio. Don't you just love it? Now, I just said a couple words. Different types of words. Tick, tick is a lifter. Click, click is a Chevy Trailblazer stabilizer link. And a clunk clunk is more than likely, Darren, I want to dissect this a little bit deeper, but a clunk clunk going over a little curb coming in your driveway is a ball joint or a upper or lower control arm bushing that's out, causing the whole entire front end to go clunk clunk. So, see how prioritized we do the sound effects? Tick, tick, click, click, clunk, clunk. Now, Darren, a couple things. Where's the noise? Front, middle, or back of that automotive box you're driving called the Chevy Trailblazer? We need to dissect it. We need to figure out where the noise is coming from. First off, use your ears. If you have to get your significant other to drive it, you get in the back seat, put the windows down, and just isolate it. I just say, it's in the back, Mark. Then you have a stabilizer link out. That would be more like a click, click. Yes, you can replace that one yourself. Now, but if you hear a clunk, clunk, get it now. Oh, it's in the front, Mark. Well, then get in the passenger side. Let somebody else drive. You get your head out the window. Of course, you're only going a couple miles an hour when you go over the little curb there in your driveway. Clunk, clunk. Uh-oh, sounds like it's on the driver's side. It's not on the passenger side. Because you're sitting in the passenger seat. You're riding shotgun like you are right now with me on the Auto World show. Thank you. But, yeah, your control arm bushings or a ball joint. Now, the best way to do it, if you do have a little floor jack, just jack it up one side at a time. Go right to the wheel and move the wheel left to right, up and down, left to right, kind of like a dance, up and down, square dance with your tire. And you'll feel it going, oh, my God, this thing's wandering all over the place. Well, then you need somebody to do that for you while you climb underneath the vehicle. Make sure you have a jack stand there, Darren. And then look at the part that's moving. It's control arm bushings that are out. And it's more than likely on the front. That's what usually goes out on those Trailblazers. You have to replace the whole control arm. It comes with the bushings in it, Darren. It's pretty easy to do. I'd recommend that you take it somewhere and have it done. But do that. That's the best way to look for the movement. Jack the other side up. Move the tire back and forth. See which part is loose. Control arms. The control arm bushings are gone or a ball joint. Darren, I hope that helps. Thank you for tuning in to Auto World in Bloomington, Indiana. Listening to us on WGCL AM 1370, FM 98.7. Thanks, folks. Appreciate it. We're going to come back. And when we come back, it is now time to talk about, we're using less electricity? Huh?
listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Steering wheel.
10 and 2, please. 10 and 2.
Well, yeah, that's the time that you usually go to work at 10 o'clock, and then you get off at 2 o'clock. Well, you must have a pretty good job. It takes longer than that to put a water pump on your ride. Good to have you along. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. Again, the number, 855-660-4261. Same number since 1992, folks. Good to have you here since then. I appreciate all you charter members. What's that mean? If you're listening, you're a charter member. You've been here, and you're here right now with me. Good to have you here. It is time right now on Auto World. The WWCOTY announces the winners of five categories. Mark, we hate these letters. Well, it's kind of like the texting world, isn't it? What's that stand for? The Women's Worldwide Car of the Year is pleased to announce this last week the winners of the five categories in this year's award assembly. So here they are. Now, WWCOTY, Women's Worldwide Car of the Year. This is for all of you, not only women. It's for, girls that are just now starting out driving and all of us that wondering what kind of automobile we should buy. Well, here you go. We got five categories. A total of 62 candidates were in the running to win one of the WWCOTY categories. All of them must meet the requirement of having been launched in at least two continents between January 1st and December 31st of 2023. This is the 14th edition of these awards, friends, presented by the WWCOTY, which consists of a team of 75 women, motoring journalists, that is, 52 countries on five continents. It's the only way all female jurors on this automotive industry worldwide, all of them. Now, I want to add a little bit to this, is that I learned that way back when, in 1997, that when I went to Ride and Drive on behalf of the car company sending me out to different areas to ride and drive their product, that in fact, guess who I got to meet? A lot of women, because they're designing the interiors, the colors, the designing of the interior, the exterior, etc. Thank you, ladies. My wife has an eye to decorate to the point a lot better than me. Sometimes she wants to go out in the greasy garage and start decorating. I get out of here. That's what I'm saying, is that, yeah, she would do a lot better than I would. So let's get back to the WWCOTY. What I'm saying, ladies, thank you for making it look good. So there's 75 women, motoring journalists, in 52 countries on the five continents, and here's what they came up with, folks, and this will help all of us, guys. Come on. The result is five unbeatable models. Five cars that represent excellence in their category. Automobiles that deserve one of the Women's Worldwide Car of the Year awards. So here they are. Five categories. Family car, large car, 4x4 and pickup, SUV, and exclusive car. Where would you like me to start? I could talk over an hour about this, because this will help all of us decide maybe what kind of family car we should buy. Hey, if mom likes it, buy it. Who's driving it most of the time? Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, let's start with the exclusive car, one of the categories. The winner, the Aston Martin DB12 won the exclusive car. Let's go ahead and now and talk about the 4x4 and pickups. Who won that? Volkswagen. Volkswagen did. Huh? That's right. You know what model it is. Starts with an A. SUV. Who won the SUV category? The Kia EV9. Large car in the category for the WWCOT. Why? One of the categories out of five. Large car, the BMW 5 Series 1. And now the family car, where mom is always going to be in it, driving around to make sure that. And one thing about it, moms, girls, you do not want your car to break down. The family car of the 2024 Women's Worldwide Car of the Year category winners. One family car, the winner is the Volvo EX30. A lot of you might not know that model. Well, get involved. See what it's all about. It's the first premium compact SUV that Volvo put out. It's the third 100% electric model, and it's almost it's the most affordable car. And that's one of the reasons I believe that the committee picked it, because mom is maybe the runner of the checkbook at home too. Volvo EX30 is the winner, the family car. SUV, Kia EV9, 4x4 and pickup is the Volkswagen. Exclusive car is the Aston Martin DB12, and the large car is the BMW 5 Series. There you have it. The winners of the WWCOTY. Every year we've been talking about here on Auto World, and I like to do that because we need to know what model and makes we need to buy and maybe look at buying. And for you folks that already own them, congratulations. You know, give yourself a hand. Say, I picked a good one. That's what it's all about. Awesome. Yeah. That's right. Oh, it's time. It's right now here on Auto World. Do you remember the 1961 Lincoln? Oh, those suicide doors. Yes. Back in the day, the new dash in the 1961 Lincoln. All models from there on out, now known as the Lincoln Continental. See, and also, of course, brand new for that year, the four-door convertible. Where the deck lid opens when the top moves up and the top disappeared into the truck. Reduction of a wheelbase to 123 inches. You thought the other cars were big. Oh, yeah. And they had horsepower back in that day, 1961. 300 at 4,100 RPMs. But let's look at the cost. Back in 1961, the Lincoln Continental, the four-door with suicide doors, ran mom $6,067. The convertible, $6,713. And that's what we like to call, my mom had that car. Great car. Boy, they've gone up in price, too, over the years. Ka-ching. I mean, yes. Fantastic car. Was that the year that the one president had that convertible? Anyway, good to have you along. A little housekeeping here. I look forward to your emails at autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Instagram is autoworldmedia, just like my website, autoworldmedia.com. Thanks for following me on Facebook. I appreciate that. And follow us. We're all maxed out on friends at 5,000, but go ahead and friend us anyway. If somebody has to leave and go, we're there. We come back. We got a good thread going there, folks, on that electricity. Appreciate all of you commenting over there. We're going to come back and talk a little bit about that right here from the Greasy Garage Studio behind the silver microphone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
News update. New this Sunday, we learn U.S. forces hitting more than 30 Houthi targets in Yemen. This comes a day after striking at least 85 locations in Syria and Iraq where Iran-backed proxy groups are operating. These terrorists have hit more than 160 U.S. military targets in the region in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack in Israel. They also killed three U.S. soldiers last week in a drone strike. Now, the Pentagon says the U.S. strikes against the Houthis targeted missile systems, systems and launch sites in Yemen, along with air defense systems, radar, and helicopters. President Biden at a campaign stop in Las Vegas. He wins the Democratic primary in South Carolina. We also learned the president, for a second year in a row, will not be sitting down for an interview prior to the Super Bowl, which had become sort of a tradition in the country. No reason has been given. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good to have you along, folks. We just put some brand new Gabriel shocks on this bad boy, so she's not a shaking. How many times do you look in the rearview mirror? Seriously. I mean, how many times? Do you drive defensively and look in the mirrors at all times? Oh, you ladies are looking in there and looking at that mirror to put some lipstick on, I'm sure. Why not? But all of us should be looking in the rearview mirror to see what's happening behind us. How about the side view mirror? Oh, the one that's out there on the right door that nobody ever uses and always gets clipped off. It literally gets taken off by the garage door opening, doesn't it? We back out. Ah, I hit the mirror again. Ah, who needs it? Well, back in 1958, the very first remote adjusted side view mirror came to be on cars in 1958. A few of the 1970 cars, I just love those cables. You know, the Chevrolet Monte Carlo had the little passenger door and driver's door. It wasn't power, but it had that little knob sticking out, and you could move that little knob around. It was a cable that made that little piece of mirror on the outside work. Horrible to fix. It's time now, folks. You know the numbers. We're going to talk a little bit about the numbers of cars. Well, there's 15.5 plus million automobiles that were sold this last year. But let's get right down to, we're going to talk a little bit about recycle yards, bone yards later. Like as I promised, electricity. We're going to talk a little bit about that here in a little bit. But right now, let's get to the nuts and the bolts of the stories of the cube of the Indy car that sells. That's right, a cube of an Indy car sells for $7,750 at an auction. This car was drove in the Eagle Watson NASCAR but Indianapolis 500 in 1971. The car was wrecked in the race, crushed, and then gifted to the gentleman who drove it. The cube remains of a 1971 Indy car driven by Mike Mosler. They were sold at this auction. This just last Friday, $7,750. That's right. Just a cube of a car. See, the car was knocked out of the race on lap number 159 after a crash with Bobby Unser and was later crushed into a square. The cube. Yep. I interviewed Bobby Unser, rest in peace, my friend. I interviewed him in Vegas quite a few years back. Great guy. Johnny Unser lives in an undisclosed location here in Idaho. Good people. And, you know, this car, $7,750, it was given as a gift. Despite the crash, Mosley officially finished in 13th place out of the 33 entries. Bobby Unser's younger brother, Al Unser, went on to win the Indianapolis 500 that year. It was the second of four wins at the Brickyard. But when the car builder, A.J. Watson, saw the wrecked car of Mosler's, he figured it would be a nice, would never race again, period. It was crushed pretty bad. So he had the car crushed into a cube and gave it to Mosler as he recovered in the hospital and said, here's your car. Before it was destroyed in 1971, it was also driven by three-time Indianapolis 500 winner Bobby Unser. He drove it. At nearly $8,000, well, it's not a bad deal for a real Indy car that was at one time driven by a three-time winner. Of course, the fact of the car doesn't include the engine, transmission, nor wheels, and is about the size of a large suitcase now. That might impact the value, but it really didn't, did it? It sold for $7,750. If you'd like to take a look and see what it's all about, head over to my Facebook page, Mark Evans. We have a photo up there for you. And also, over there at Auto World Radio Facebook page, too. Have that up for you, too. And for you folks that, you know, what happens to all the cars? Let's get into it with electricity. Now, coming up next hour, I want to highlight this. Coming up next hour, this product is quite, if you want to help power your home, it's going to cost you $4,000 to install this product. I'm going to talk a little bit about that next hour. But right now, on Facebook, we've got a pretty good feed going there, folks. And the U.S., the United States, added 1.2 million EVs to the grid last year. As you know, they plug them into electricity, don't we? Yes. And the electricity use went down. Yeah. 2023 set another record for EV sales in the United States, about 1.2 million vehicles, or 7.6% of all sales were electric, according to Kelley Blue Book, KBB, Kelley Blue Book. Now, you think with over a million new EVs plugged into your garage outlets, home charging stations, et cetera, superchargers, you'd think our electricity usage would have shot up, pretty much. But no. In fact, through November of 2023, the latest data available by the Energy Information Administration, electricity generation was down by 1.1%. Yeah, down. And staying there. Flat as a pancake, but down. Now, you think about, I want to highlight this because, you know, overall, I mean, okay, let's get back to the aspect of how many cars were sold. Overall, how many vehicles have been sold? I mean, roughly 15.5 million units. United States auto sales reached an estimated 15.5 million units in 2023. So, you know, vehicles sold. That's an 11.6% jump from 13.9 million vehicles sold in 2022. Overall, all of them. But overall, I want to highlight that, in fact, you know, electricity's gone down. Well, think about that, and I just want to highlight, think about just how many light bulbs we've all changed in our homes. I know that, yeah, not only that, but light bulbs, there's no heat anymore, and they take less power, but we have more light. What about a TV? Who needs a furnace when you have an old TV? Yeah, I'm guilty. I had them in the past. Plug in your TV, leave it turned on, and you got a furnace going right there, don't you? It's hot. Put your hand above it. They use a lot of power. How about our refrigerators? Yeah, most of you might have a gas stove now instead of an electric stove. Gas dryers instead of electric dryers, but yet the electric dryers are so efficient now you don't even, they don't burn any power. Refrigerators run on hardly anything anymore, electricity-wise. And the simple thing of a coffee pot. Yeah, coffee pots. Your local power people, your local, you know, where you're writing your check for your electrical bill, they will come out for free. I've had this done, so I found out, the just because I wanted to know what the electrical juice was, it was getting, why am I paying you this much money a month, and what's taking the most power? Oh, yes, I thought it was the spa. It's a 220 power, 220, not 110, spa. Come to find out, it was taking less power than the TV. The coffee pot was the biggest, heaviest thing there was on the grid in my household. Uh-oh. So I got rid of it, got a newer one. Found out that now I got it down to the bottom. It's hardly taking any power. But how about you folks that furnaces are more efficient? Some of you are running pellet stoves. You're burning, you know, recycled, congratulations, recycled sawdust for heat. And again, at the very last here, solar panels. Some of you commented on the Facebook feed. Head on over there. Thank you for commenting about it. You have solar panels that aren't even registered on the electrical grid, but in fact, it's cutting your power down. You're not using as much electrical power in your house. Besides that, 1.2 million electrical EVs sold in the whole entire year, when in fact, the total sales of all the cars, 15.5 million. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Back heavy, I'm telling you what, we got some octane boost in here. 104. You don't need to put it in your car, though. You know, we stopped putting yellow bottles in our gas tank, too, called heat. Don't need it anymore. I think I'm not. Ooh, it's email time. I've noticed gas prices have gone down. Let's do it. Eddie, in the house. Eddie, the engine emailer's in the house. To my left. Good to have you here, Eddie. Thank you. He takes care of your emails throughout the week and right now, and he goes through them. Now, if you have a 911, as I hope that you can hear me. Okay, I found one. Okay, there we go. I got one. Folks, 911 means one thing. You need help now. Put that on the email, if you would, when you email in here to autoworldradio@yahoo.com. That is the address. Put 911 on there if you've got a vehicle that's causing grief for you. I don't care if you don't even understand. You don't understand the mechanical jargon repair bill, and the price is so high, you're about ready to, you know what, to the, okay. 911, and I'll help you. No cost. Consulting, no cost. 48 years of being an ASC certified master technician, been there, done that, and still doing. So, in fact, the shops love. I'm very proud to say that I'm pretty much not only helping you, but I'm helping the shops help them communicate with you, so we're all on the same page. Got off the phone here this last week with another repair shop that, in fact, had nothing to do with Auto World. Nothing to do with you, the listeners calling or sending me to them. I didn't call them, they called me. And I want to say thank you for them to call me again. I'll put it live on the air and say thanks for calling, because they wanted to hash out some things that they didn't understand why. The customer didn't understand what they were talking about. So we talked a little bit. And what that means is that communications, like right now, it's very tough to do. And I don't know, I've been on the radio for many years. It might be working and communication wise. I maybe know how to figure out how to iron out all the wrinkles, so you understand what the shops are saying. And I'm proud to say that I am being able to help you there. So if you need help, you understand what they're talking about, let me talk to them. No cost again. Let me talk to them and I'll represent you and no cost. And kind of like that insurance adjuster, but only a automotive technician, mechanic, grease monkey helper. Let's do it. Got the email here I can read from Scott. Awesome, in Missouri. Scott says, hey, Mark, Scott here, hoping you can help me on my 2016 Yukon. Great vehicle, love it. Been lucky on repairs until now. My dash is displaying service trailer brake system. Service trailer brake system. Is there a way I can reset this setting on my dash? Thanks in advance. Scott, listening on KWPM in Missouri. Yes. There's our shout-out horn. Yes, thank you, Dashboard Daniel. Appreciate it. Yes. Scott, let's do a shout-out to one of our great Auto World affiliates. One, in fact, Scott's favorite radio station. And that is 1450 News Talk Radio. KWPM, AM 1450 and FM 105.1. Listening and having Auto World Saturday and Sunday, I want to thank you. You folks there, I appreciate it. Right there in West Plains, of course, Mountain View, Bakersfield, and Brandsville, Missouri, and of course some of the other towns around that. Thank you. Appreciate it, all of you. Only have an hour, darn it. Anyway, I want to thank all of you. Scott, appreciate it. Now, I can help. I can help. This is kind of unique because there's a couple things here, Scott. This is why I like doing emails, folks. This is for all of you that have a Chevrolet, a GMC Yukon, a Chevrolet Tahoe, a Chevy Suburban. There's quite a few models in that. Just think of the big, the square box General Motors products that you're hauling your family around in. Scott, what you have. The service trailer brake system, first to answer your question, no, there's no way of resetting it on the dash through the little sticks called the blinker arm and the buttons on the steering wheel. We cannot reset that service trailer brake system sentence. What you have going on there, Mark, I'm not trailer towing or anything, so does it really matter? Yes, it does, Scott. Folks, Scott, I want you to go to the Chevrolet dealership, and I want you to tell them this. So this is what's going on, because we need more of you doing this, going to the dealer and telling them the problem. And so the dealership has to report, the service writer right there on the computer has to report it to the manufacturer. You have a wiring harness bad, Scott. I hate to tell you this, but you do. A wiring harness on the driver's side that goes down to the trailer brake plug-in that comes from that factory, that comes to that vehicle from the factory, that goes up into a body module. That body module is mounted. It's a little square box. It's called a body module. You got quite a few of them on your vehicle, Scott. Four of them, to be example. And in fact, you might even have five. You said it was a 2016. Okay, five. A whole handful of body modules, and there's a wiring harness plugged into there. And they've had a problem with these wiring harnesses on the driver's side. Some of them are on the passenger side. And so the more we go in, Scott, to the dealerships and report this service trailer brake system sentence that's on the dash, it's not recalled yet. That's why I want everybody to go into the dealer. Tell them I sent you. We want it recalled. So, Scott, you and everyone else listening to Auto World, coast to coast, we are worldwide. Folks, recall costs nothing. And if it's free, Scott, at this point right now, it's not recalled, so you're going to have to go into the dealer. They're going to have to charge you to replace the wiring harness to the body module on the driver's side, period. And that gets rid of the service trailer brake system problem. I know. You can replace the fuse. You can replace the relay. It's going to come back up, Scott. Sorry. You can plug in a scan tool and try to erase it. It's not no good, no worky there. Okay, you get a wiring harness bad, and General Motors say no, they have this problem, but it takes the power of the people, folks, all of us, to go in and, I have that problem. Once they get so many numbers, they're going to just go, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, they're going to say, red flag, throw up a recall. So that's what's going on, Scott. I hope that helps you. Mark, is it going to affect my vehicle at all? Yes, it will. In fact, that vehicle might die, Scott. And, yeah, as you're driving down the road, it could just die. And then you're going to have to go over to the side of the road. How do you like that power steering now, huh? Yeah. What do you mean you need 2 feet to stop the thing? Oh, you mean the power brakes just went out, huh? That's what I'm talking about. We need a recall on this bad boy, General Motors. Safety is the number one word with our vehicles. Scott, hope that helps. Be safe out there, okay? Please. At this time, it'll die. You'll have some funny things happening. Not only will it die, but brake lights will stay on, and now you got a dead battery. And then if the brake light stays on, both bulbs, you're going to burn out the circuit board where this brake light's plugged into it. It's going to get hotter than, well, okay, go to the store and get you some marshmallows, and let's roast some marshmallows back there on the brake light circuit board. I don't care, but that's what's going to happen. Money. Cost you money, Scott. Hope that helps. And by the way, I've got a couple surprises for you that's going to be in the detail bag. Detail your car inside and out on that 2016 Yukon. Please do. McGuire's, Mother's, Adams Polishes will be in there too this time. And a couple surprises, Scott. Send me your address and I'll get them sent out to you from live from Boise, Idaho in the Auto World Plaza. Appreciate you being here, Scott, and along with everybody else that's listening on KWPM 1450 News Talk Radio, Saturday and Sunday. Thanks, Scott. My address is AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. Use it constantly, folks. It's for you, for there, for all of you. We need to actually have some Eddie. Bobby Besser, my PR agent, we need to get some magnets made with our email address on, our 800 toll-free, and have them stuck on everybody's refrigerator, huh? Keep their ride running. Good. Coming up on the third hour of Auto World, folks, we have got for you. Well, is the old KL body coming, and is it going to return? What is that? Well, you'll find out. On the third hour. Also, wait a minute. Coming in 2025, this option is going to be standard equipment on all of their vehicles. Yeah! You're not going to have to pay for it. And that license plate gadget that worked. $20,000 worth unpaid fines. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining me. The garage door is going down. Drive safe and motor on. This has been a Loose Nut production.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.